It's the Afternoon Jams brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. Good things happen around the corner, around the country. People are making a difference in the community. And on the phone line, we got good brother Sean Campbell down in the ATL. How you doing today, brother Campbell?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Man, doing good, doing good. Memorial Day weekend event, COVID-19 drive-through, giving out PPEs to local businesses and nurses.
Yes, that's correct. It's a smaller part of our larger community service initiative that we implemented in the beginning of this year, even prior to COVID-19. It just so happened that COVID-19 presented us with an additional opportunity to serve the community.
Wow. That's huge, man. That's huge. Giving back. God knows people on the front line, local business can get all they can get, brother. All they can give. Tell us about your company.
Well, I'm a partner at a law firm. We specialize in personal injury law, particularly nursing home neglect and abuse cases, especially in light of the COVID-19 crisis that's going on. You have a lot of individuals who are part of the most vulnerable portion of our population who are unfortunately getting sick and dying in these facilities. So we do a lot of nursing home neglect and abuse cases, and not just for COVID-19, but for bed sores, falls, things of that nature. We also do automobile and trucking collisions, as well as medical malpractice and wrongful death treatment.
Oh, wow. That's good, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge. So how many people are you expecting this weekend?
You know, it's tough to say. There's been a substantial change in the presence of people in public almost overnight. You're probably well aware that Governor Kemp was one of the first governors to essentially open the floodgates, so to speak, and reopening the economy and relaxing restrictions on a grand or large scale. So, you know, it's tough to tell. We may have 50 people, we may have 500, but we're prepared for the larger number in the event that happens, because if it doesn't happen, it's not a big deal. There are always people that are in need of these PPE devices.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely can agree, man. That's good to see you and your company, man, coming together to help the community out in a time that we had never ever seen before. Talk about Atlanta, man. How has COVID-19 impacted Atlanta?
Have you seen The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much like that. I mean, Atlanta went from, you know, your traditional hot Atlanta with, you know, all the traffic to basically being a wasteland with nobody out. Everybody was inside. It was actually quite shocking, you know, to get on 285. And, you know, in Atlanta, traffic is so bad. You know, I always say, look, people have to drive 30 minutes to use the bathroom in Atlanta.
Right.
Wow. Know,
being able to get on a highway and be one of three cars that you see in a 45-minute drive.
No.
It was pretty surreal.
Oh, my God. In Atlanta. So, man.
Right.
Wow.
So, you know, even some of my employees that, you know, were driving around, they were saying how they had gotten spoiled during COVID-19 because they were used to being the only cars on the road going to wherever they were going. And now that the governor has relaxed some of the restrictions, traffic has picked back up. It's probably about 40% of what it normally is, but that's still a tremendous jump from what it was a week or two ago.
Right. And I seen an article earlier how the government numbers were deceptive. They made it seem as if it was low, but in reality, it was a jump in cases in Georgia when Governor Kemp did what he did a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, it's very different. When it comes to matters of government entities and politics, for me personally, it's very difficult to speak about what actually is reality, because to be quite frank, I'm not privy to all of the information. There may be information in files that are classified that nobody knows about. There are so many different variables that play a part into how information is disseminated and how statistics are actually conveyed to the public. I can't even begin to say that I know what is reality and what is not. I can tell you what's bad optics from my personal view. Now, you know, there's a lot of different things that are, you know, that have been said about Governor Kemp and some of the things that he has done, which don't necessarily look the best. But at the same time, you know, again, I'm an attorney. So I deal a lot with evidence. And so it's hard for me to take a position one way or the other until I've been presented with all the evidence.
Right. I get you. Tell me, what is the climate like in Georgia with the situation going on with Ahmaud Arbery, and then you have the COVID-19 pandemic going on? What is the climate like among people?
Well, it's interesting. You have a couple of different types of reaction. First, a lot of people, even some of my family that's not from here, most people, when they think Georgia, they think Atlanta. And the reality is that what happened to that brother was probably 3.5 to 4 hours away from Atlanta.
Right.
Okay, all the way down in southeastern Georgia somewhere. So, you know, there's outrage. There's definitely outrage amongst the community. Both the majority of the people who are outraged are, as could be expected, people of color. But there are some other individuals who are outraged as well, who are not necessarily minorities. The manner in which they're able to express it, however, is limited because of, obviously, the global health pandemic.
Right.
So you don't see as many, you know, rallies and, you know, other things, primarily because people can't gather. People can't be within, you know, 6 feet of each other or whatever the case may be. So that makes it extraordinarily difficult. However, you know, through various forms of communication, social media, you see a lot of different groups and a lot of different personalities that are expressing their outrage, their sadness, you know, individuals sending thoughts and prayers to the family of Ms. Arbery. So, you know, that's essentially what's going on as far as that is concerned.
Right, right. On the phone line, Attorney Sean Campbell, the Champion Law Group in Georgia. A few more questions, man. A few more questions. What all is going to happen this weekend, and are you taking donations for the cause?
I'll answer the questions in reverse. We are not currently set up to take donations. We had not anticipated that there would be as much notoriety as it's gotten. So from a logistical standpoint, we are not set up at this juncture to take donations. However, you're not the first people to ask me that question. So my team and I have reviewed the scenarios that we have coming up, and we will probably implement some type of instrument or vehicle that will allow us to take donations. As far as what's going on this weekend, it's going to be what we call a drive-through barbecue. You know, Memorial Day is typically a day where people come together, they fellowship, they do a lot of different things. And it's really not just our intent to make the community safer, handing out PPEs, but it's also an attempt to increase the morale of the community. Because there's a lot of things that have had a negative effect on the morale of the general public. You got to think,
There
are individuals that have missed out on very, very large events in their lives. Kids that weren't allowed to go to their senior prom, kids that weren't allowed to graduate high school in the traditional way, kids that weren't able to graduate on all levels, college, medical school, law school, graduate school, what have you. These are all very, very significant things in our community that we typically gather and have a really good time. And, you know, and those opportunities have been snatched from us due to this global pandemic. So, you know, we have individuals who are obviously preparing food in a very, very safe way. And individuals will be able to come to the location off of Old National. They'll be able to drive through and, you know, get food that's typically prepared at barbecues, as well as, you know, the distribution of PPEs.
Wow. Powerful, powerful. And to our listeners, this is what Black Power is all about. This is what giving back to the community is all about. this brother is taking upon himself to help out the community. And this is not just isolated. You've been committed to the elders, to the teachers, to the youth in a community. This is what our community need. And that's why we wanted to interview you and put you on our website, bestblacknews.com, because this is the news we like to share with our listeners, man. People who are trying to give back. What gives you that passion, Attorney Campbell?
I think it's really a byproduct of what I do. A lot of times we have a tendency, and when I say we, I mean people that have highly specialized professions that require elevated levels of education beyond a master's degree. A lot of times when we go and get our doctorate degree, we tend to forget that ultimately what we do is provide a service. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're an attorney, whether you're, you know, whatever you may be, and whether you're a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever you may be, you're ultimately providing a service. And it is the spirit of service and that mindset that comes with that spirit that allows us to be effective advocates for our clients. So it's, service is always at the forefront. I always tell my staff that if we put people first, everything else will take care of itself. And even the type of law that we practice is primarily geared towards individual people. We don't represent corporations. We represent people that have had their lives broken as a result of somebody else's negligence, whether that be an individual or a corporate entity. So the spirit of service is always ever present in what it is that we do every day. Man. So we've just now translated it into a way that's less formal and outside of the courtroom structure.
Wow. Big Rob, you got anything for Attorney Campbell? Because, you know, I ask him questions until the sun go down, brother. Go ahead.
Right. I'm the same way. So what made you come up with the PPE? Is it just the COVID, or is it a need in the community that you saw? What was it?
Well, the PPE initiative was definitely a byproduct of the COVID-19 scenario. I'm not going to sit up here and say that, oh, I just randomly thought that people needed N95 masks, because the reality is that they didn't, or at least it wasn't apparent to me. I'm not psychic. But, you know, again, this particular initiative is just a subset of a lot of things that we do in the community. We have, you know, we have breakfast for teachers. Throughout the course of the year, we sponsor a breakfast for teachers at the largest high schools and elementary schools in communities that serve people of color principally. We have those yearly, whereby we just come in the morning and we'll bring, you know, Chick-fil-A sandwiches and orange juice and donuts, and just letting teachers know that we appreciate their service and what they mean to our community, because many of us are where we are, at least in some part, because of the teacher that we had at some point in our life. So this PPE initiative, because we were already going to do an event for Memorial Day anyway. It just so happens that, like I said, the COVID-19 situation allowed us to add in the PPE initiative.
Wow, that's good, man. Good stuff.
Wow.
That's great. That's what. A couple more questions.
Yeah, I mean, we believe it. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead, sir. No.
But I say we were going to do something for Memorial Day anyway. We believe that when you look at traditional charitable services, a lot of them tend to happen towards the end of the year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, that's typically when you see that happen. Our belief is that people are hungry year round,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just homeless people that are hungry.
Exactly.
Okay, it's what we call the working poor. You know, it's a single mother who has three children, and she's working two or three jobs just to be broke. And, you know, she may not have the money to go out and, you know, buy a full spread for whatever the situation is. You know, there's a lot of people that they're not living in Greyhound bus stations, but they're only making enough money to keep a roof over their head and the lights on.
Right.
So their food situation could very well be scarce. So those are the things that we're looking at in terms of our initiative that we were going to do already throughout the year. Memorial Day, July 4th, not just Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Right. The website, clggeorgia.com, clggeorgia.com, Attorney Sean Campbell. A few more questions for you. Of course, around the country, we are seeing cases of people going to the hospital and being turned away. People being told they don't match the symptoms and don't have the symptoms, end up dying from the COVID-19 virus. We can't bring these people back, but are there any legal remedies for these families that have been affected?
Well, first of all, the answer to that question is going to be dependent upon the state that they live in, because each state has a different set of laws, okay? So the reality is that depending on where they are and depending on the specific scenario will ultimately depend on if there are any remedies available from a legal standpoint, and if so, what those remedies are. For instance, you could have a situation where there's a case of medical malpractice. Well, medical malpractice has different definitions depending on your jurisdiction. It could also be a case of simple negligence. That also depends on the facts of the situation. And when you start dealing with these cases, it becomes very, very, very detailed dependent. And that's one of the reasons why it's extraordinarily important that as a practitioner and as a person seeking a practitioner, you deal with somebody who specializes in this area. Because if you don't specialize in the area, it's very easy to miss minor details that can make it, that can make a huge difference in whether a family or somebody's loved one or spouse is able to receive justice for that loss or not.
Wow. Have you been successful in these type of cases?
Well, we haven't been faced with any type of situation like COVID-19 before. So I've never had a situation, a case come across my desk like this. However, we do practice medical malpractice, and you know, we've been very, very successful in our endeavors in pursuing justice for individuals that were victims of medical malpractice. That's one of our specialty areas. But like I said, we've never had a situation, a set of circumstances like COVID. We have had circumstances where people were misdiagnosed with various things and ended up dying. So in the event that the COVID-19 situation falls into a misdiagnosis category, yes, we have been very successful in those efforts from a litigation standpoint. But this isn't necessarily just an issue of misdiagnosis. This could be a number of different things that we have yet to encounter. But we are most definitely prepared for it from a legal standpoint to evaluate people's cases. We most certainly understand the law that applies. And depending on the facts of each person's case, we'll be able to apply the law and the facts, apply the law to the facts and give them the best recommendation in terms of legal counsel that we can to lead them in the direction of justice.
Wow, sounds good. Would you rather people contact you from the website or call?
It's probably easier that they call. The website is fine, but it's a lot easier if they call. Our staff, is still working. You know, even though they're working remotely, we have a lot of technology which allows us to do things from a remote situation. But giving our office a call directly. Our phone number is 470-299-1371. That's the main phone number to the office. So they can go ahead and call, and, you know, my staff will go ahead and schedule them an opportunity to go ahead and speak with me directly. And we'll go ahead and evaluate the facts of their case, and I'll be able to let them know either, one, if they have a case, or two, if we need more information before that determination can be made.
Man, sound good. A couple more things. I know I keep saying this, but you're very impressive, man. I know you're a rattler. I know FAMU is in your bloodline.
that is true.
But are you originally from Georgia, or where are you from?
No, I'm from New York.
Okay. All right. Okay. And became a rattler. Came all the way down from New York to Florida, and now in the ATL, man.
Well, I had a couple stops along the way. But a rattler until the end.
Man, you guys are a special group of people. I just got turned on to the rattler the rattler world maybe like 5 years ago, and one of my co-hosts is a rattler. But y'all a special breed, bro.
Yeah, well, Rattler Nation is very, very powerful.
Very powerful and very proud, too. Very proud. Yes.
I'm definitely proud to be a part of it. It's a privilege every day that I practice to be able to represent my alma mater. And they played a large part in the practitioner that I've become today.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's what's up, brother. That's what's happening. King of the Hill. All right, man. Thank you so much, Attorney Sean Campbell. And good luck on this weekend and continual blessings. We're going to keep in contact with you. I got a book of black attorneys. So if I ever need something, I know who I'm calling, you know.
Okay, well, wonderful. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, gentlemen. And I hope that you all stay healthy, you and your families. And if we could ever be of service or assistance, don't hesitate to give me a call.
The same to you. Thank you so much, attorney. Take care. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
All right. All right, family. There you go. Attorney Sean Campbell. Rob, if you go to their website, man, they're doing a lot in the community. They're doing a lot in the community.
Yes,
and it's
are.
Good that they are giving out these PPEs to the people who need them. Just highlighting some of the good things going on around the country. Going back to more music, it's the Afternoon Jams brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.